Every year, when we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Blessed Holy Trinity, I face a personal dilemma of how trying to preach and convey the beauty of the Trinity without trying to bore you or go over your head with theology or the technical details. Well, let us go back to the basic, huh? God is love. And love is not just a quality of God, it's His very existence. Within God Himself is that very life-giving, unconditional love that exists between the lover, the beloved, and love. The lover is God the Father, who gave Himself totally and completely to the beloved, the Son. And the Son loved the Father so much that He gave Himself totally and completely to the Father. And that very love between them is the Holy Spirit. Within God, the three persons of the Trinity never held back anything for themselves. They gave themselves totally and completely to one another. That unconditional, that life-giving love. And the love that exists within God Himself become life-giving to the acts of creation, to the acts of redemption, and through the acts of continual sanctification. God created the world out of love and for love. In the universe, the ever-expanding universe of more than 33 billion galaxies, God created the universe because He loves us. That love cannot be contained. That love become life-giving. That love, now that love has been instilled in us who have been created in His image and His likeness. Humanity have been created in His own image and likeness because He loves us. Therefore, for us then, as human beings, created in the image and likeness of God, we're called to love, to respond to that love. Unfortunately, when God created us, He gave us free will. And in giving us free will, He accepted the possibility of rejection, of pride, of arrogance, of that love being denied. Adam and Eve, we, each in ourselves too, see that vestiges of original sin when we turn to ourselves and let our pride take over and let our pride deter us from truly giving ourselves to the one who has first loved us. But throughout salvation history, God had never abandoned us. God continued to pursue us. He continued to save us, and He continued to give us covenants when we ourselves sometime have rejected, have strayed away from Him, have ignored Him, have abandoned Him, have forgotten Him. God is faithful, because God is love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So how can we accept and live God's love, especially when it's hard? I face this a lot as an active duty military priest and chaplain. Could I deal with a lot of imperfection, a lot of hurts, a lot of pains, a lot of trials from people who are facing many sufferings. Suffering and wounds that they have bear from the past. Wounds that cannot be seen with mere eyes. Wounds that are invisible. Wounds that are caused by war. So, my brothers and sisters, in life, in our struggle of how to understand the battle that we have to face in this life, especially the evil that exists because of our arrogance, because of our disobedience, because of our pride, because of our rejection of God. Evil exists because we have lacked goodness, that we have missed the target, that we have lost our focus on God. Evil exists because of that. But yet, evil did not have the end word. Because God is love, and God is good. Evil did not have the end word. Because goodness is the foundation, and God had won the world. So, just like in any battle, any warfare, right? I will use some technical military term right now, but perhaps it might help you to see this. In warfare, the military have three different level of warfare. The tactical level, right? The most basic level, hand-to-hand combat, right? The operational level, That's where things are being commanded, And different units are called to work with each other, right? And then, of course, the strategic level, the highest level of all, where the vision and the mission and the purpose of all of this begin to take place, and the grander picture of it all come together. So go back to the tactical level. Evil happens. And because life is messy, because all of us are imperfect. Even though evil, pain, sufferings, and all these trials and hardship happen on the tactical level, doesn't mean that we are being defined by them. On the operational level, evil will always end. Look at history, my brothers and sisters. Not only salvation history, but human history, recent history. We have seen dictators, psychopaths, and people try to control the world. And they try to hurt a lot of people, killed millions of lives, and involved so many nations in warfare. And at times, too, we think that, how can we win over these times of evil? But the church, to her 2,000 years of history, have seen the rise and fall of many nations, empires, and civilization. But she's still here. She held on to the fight. Because she's faithful. Because she loves. And she never give up. Therefore, on the tactical level, things get messy. We get hurt. We bear the wounds of our warfare, of our battle against evil. On the operational level, things might get a little bit messy. But evil will always be overcome. Good goodness reigns. Good God is good. And on top of it all, the strategic level, who we are, our vision, our mission, our purpose will never change. Because we belong to God. We have been created for love. And we will return back to the one who loves us. That will never change. God had won the world. That our redemption is in Christ Jesus, and through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we're going back home. Home to the love of the Father, so that we can call out to Him, Abba, Father, in Christ Jesus. Home where the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will welcome us, where we can spend eternity with Him. So, in our battle, in our warfare against evil, against the messiness of this world, do not give up. That's why St. Paul, in the second reading today from the letter to the Roman, tells us very clearly that in the midst of all of these messiness, he said, the peace of God the Father is gained through Jesus Christ. First, by faith through his grace. So peace, it's not a lack of war. Peace is the ability to rest in God, even when it gets hurt. And we have peace by faith through his grace. And that's why St. Paul said, even in our affliction and trials, we know that our affliction produce endurance. And endurance, character. And proven character, hope. And hope did not disappoint. Even in our affliction, St. Paul said, even in trials, even in our sufferings, even in the messiness of this world, we know that our afflictions will produce endurance, and endurance character, and proven character, hope, and hope that not disappoint, because hope is real, because God is real, and he truly loves us, and his love will win. So, stand firm, persevere, my brothers and sisters, even in the messiness of this world. Endure it, knowing that Christ has taught us that very example himself of how to carry the cross even when it hurt. Made it in the image and likeness of God, through the acts of creation, through the acts of redemption, and now through the continual sanctification, we have to persevere and embrace the cross, because without the cross, we do not know how to love. Jesus had to go underwent the cross for the resurrection. We too have to bear our cross in order to see the glory of grace at work, that God can use evil, and transform evil into good. So persevere, endure, and from that, our character gets strengthened, gets founded, gets expanded. Our hope becomes real. And hope does not disappoint, because our hope is found in the love of God. The love that had poured into our hearts through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, so that we can become more Christ-like. So I'll end my homily today by reminding you and I of the first thing that we have learned when we were little. I remember my grandmother, as a child, even though she was blind, would take my little hand and help me trace the sign of the cross on my forehead. And she would put the hand on my forehead, over my chest, and over my shoulder. And she taught me that when you say, in the name of the Father, he said, Heavenly Father, open my mind to understand your word, my intellect, my knowledge to know you. And when you put your hand over your chest, she taught me, Jesus Christ, Son of a living God, help me to love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my being, all that I am. And when you put your hand over your shoulder, she taught me to ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you and I in our battle, in our warfare against evil, against the messiness of this world, and never give up. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, help you help me to be enlightened, to open our minds, our hearts, our intellect, our everything, to know, to love, and to have the strength to bear it all. My brothers and sisters, don't give up yet. God is love, and he will give us the necessary grace to embrace it all. So, for the solemnity of the most blessed Holy Trinity, remember that God is love, God is faithful, and He will always have the ultimate words. And if you and I turn to Him, His love will never fail.